It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sol. Three things to know today. The most challenging parts of managing SaaS applications, consumer and industry confidence levels about inflation and the recession, and a data point that's lingering in my head. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Snow Software. IT leaders are most concerned about shadow IT, security, configuration issues, and duplicate applications when analyzing the most challenging aspects of managing SaaS applications. Quoting CIO Dive, more than 2 in 5 IT leaders took issue with employees adding new SaaS applications without notifying IT and struggled to manage the security of SaaS applications. Limiting the amount of duplicate SaaS applications and identifying configuration issues were the other top challenges for 2 in 5 IT leaders, according to the report. More than half of IT leaders said if budget, resources, and time were not a factor, they would implement SaaS application buying training for all employees responsible for purchasing, according to the report, which surveyed 1,000 IT leaders from large organizations of 500 or more employees in the US and UK. Why do we care? On Monday, I'm hosting a panel on YouTube talking about the cloud and SaaS, and it's this struggle I'm thinking about. An area of chaos is an area of opportunity. Yet so far, the SaaS space continues to be overly complicated from an IT management perspective. It's a complex problem, and that's why I'm interested and we care. Solving it will be profitable. Some market data caught my eye too. First, let's look at the consumer. Despite inflation concerns, online sales on Black Friday were up 2.3% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Electronics were a major growth driver, with sales up 221% over the average day in October. Smart home items were up 271%, audio equipment was up 230%, toys were up 285%, and exercise equipment was up 218%. Mobile transactions accounted for a record 48% of online sales, up from 44% last year. However, there's new pay data too, and wages are falling, not rising. From Axios, the U.S. wage data points to workers succeeding at attaining a one-time surge in pay in 2021 and the early months of 2022, but also suggests wage growth is receding to closer to normal rates. Average hourly earnings among private sector workers rose at a 3.9% annual rate in the 3 months that ended in October. That's down from a recent high of 6.3% in the late 2021 and 5.9% as recently as the 3 months ended in July. And out with some SMB survey data from the summer, some insights into levels of concern across industries regarding inflation and recession. Topping the list of industries very concerned about inflation are wholesale and distribution at 71%, agriculture at 63%, and hospitality at 59%. At the bottom, nonprofits at 44%, retail at 43%, and healthcare at 40%. IT services are in there at 49%. On the recession side, rating very concerned, 52% of manufacturing, 50% agriculture, 47% financial services, and at the bottom, retail 29%, education 27%, and nonprofits 25%. IT services right in there at 38%. Why do we care? Seems consumers are not worried, despite the fact that their pay won't go as far. Perhaps a good sign of confidence? Rather than the broad confidence, it's the specific industry guidance to consider. As always, get close to your customers and dig into which industries you serve and are worried about versus those that aren't, and adjust your plans accordingly. So this is a data point I can't get out of my head. IT Web, based in South Africa, published a profile on Rentosa, an on-demand subscription-based online platform for electronics and appliances. Here's the quote from the CMO and co-founder. "We've been growing by around 35% month-on-month for the last 20 months, and annually we grew about 400% year-on-year in terms of total revenue from subscriptions. People gravitate towards this model because it's really a new access model for all the essential items they require. People are now seeing they can manage their products and lifestyle very differently with a model such as ours, which allows them flexibility. Why do we care? I like data from different markets to consider, and the growth of a subscription hardware offering in South Africa leaves me pondering the implications. Frankly, I don't know why this intrigues me so much, and yet it's lingered in my head since I read it. Not having all the data and answers is okay, and I hope this data point stimulates someone else's great idea. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates within your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP Radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today is the National Day of Giving, so let's support those nonprofits and good causes. And it's also National Lemon Cream Pie Day. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.